Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
MT had one of the biggest debut singles I have ever witnessed out of South Africa in the song Roll Up, which was around 2015. Since then, he's dropped classic after classic, from the album Avery to Manando, and now he's got a new album called Logan, which is titled after his son. I had to review this album. It dropped today, so chances are most of you haven't listened to it, but trust me, this review is gonna be fire. Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm doing good. I cannot complain. Before we head into the review, head over to their website, motomotomusic.com. Check out more album reviews. I think this is album review number 126 or something like that. But yeah, you know what? Just check out more album reviews and support the YouTube channel, Motomoto Music Africa. Otherwise, let's do this. MT Logan.
The latest African album review is...
Logan was released April 9th, 2021 under MT Records, which is MT's own label. Congrats. It has 16 tracks, 58-minute runtime, 5 features, multiple producer placements, including his usual producer Ruff, MT himself, Black Tears, Johnny Bass, and yeah.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Say no to depression. No more stressing. Living is a blessing. Taught me lessons. Powerful opening lines to the song Revolution on the album Logan. Considering what MT has been through and what some of his fans are likely also going through, that message is really welcome. Depression and mental illness are taking their toll on society, and to get an artist off MT's star and also what he's gone through, addressing this felt amazing to me, and I think we do have hope yet. Revolutionary is such a smooth vibe to open up Logan with the pen game to match. MT also says on this song that he had to do it for his two boys, and since he already named an album which was his debut after Avery, who's his first son, this one is for Logan, who is his other son. The title track is a father talking to his son and telling him why his lifestyle change was warranted. Because when you're now someone's father, you have to move correct. In his words, fatherhood is a big flex, so he also advises people out there who may be single men or men with children to say, you know what, fatherhood is a big flex, so you gotta be ready for it. And you have to appreciate it for what it is, because you are responsible for this life. MT sings about the nervousness, waiting to hear if his wife's delivery went well, resulting in the birth of Logan, so you can tell there's a strong emotional connection there. Long Way is such a classic MT record in my books. He taps into real emotions and adds that trap gangster to it, while holding some dope chords at that. It sounds like this one is definitely a dedication to his woman, the mother of his two kids. He apologizes for some very public spats they've had not too long ago, and over the course of the years. One thing he does well on this record is when he addresses gender-based violence, saying, no matter what you do, do not lay hands on a woman. And this, among more advisory points on treating women right as a man. Definitely something I agree with. Fathers, in my opinion, need to talk to sons more, offering good advice and actually putting forward situations that, you know, sons could face that they have to be ready for, and they have to be ready for mentally, physically, and all that. So just for MT to do this on a record, man, what a mature take on music. The song Pressure picks up the tempo a little bit beat wise but not much. It's enough to feel the switch up, but with the way he sing raps, he keeps it super smooth. he does go a bit conventional with the delivery about halfway into the song, and MT says he never puts himself under pressure, and I can see why. Even musically, MT just feels like such an easygoing guy. It just permeates through the music. You can feel it. There are a few songs on Logan that already came out, including Waves, Too Much Fanfare. It's been around for a while. I think it was one of the first singles he came back with after leaving Ambitious. Itemba is another. Besides the vibe, the song is actually so deep lyrically. MT references the numerous scandals, the self-medicating on lean, and the value of picking yourself up because you have a lot to do for yourself. It's even more compelling in his case as a family man who really regards his son and his sons and their mother very highly. There's other tunes such as Brand New Day featuring Lolly Native that we've been vibing to for some time now as well, so the album is packed with familiarity. MT features Malawian rapper Gwamba on one of the up-tempo bangers of the album, Uzoimela. MT tells us he was written off from as long as he could remember, but the spirit of survival was strong within him, and thanks to Johannesburg being the city that raised him, he eventually rose like a phoenix from the ashes. And it goes without saying on this song, but this is the best delivery from Gwamba that I've heard, ever. My favorite verse from him, hands down. On songs such as Johannesburg, which dropped last year, you get a confident Mtembeni who takes you through the Johannesburg way of life and how he has risen from the no-name places of the city to become a north god in the bougie burbs. He appreciates what he's gone through to get to where he is, and he also warns others that the big city lights of Johannesburg can consume you, so you gotta be careful. So, some advice there.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
In terms of sequencing, definitely Logan started off a bit slower in feeling and tempo, with some heartfelt pieces, like really bottom from the heart type of writing. Somewhere in the middle, MT picks it up and you get your faster Usain Bolt type numbers. And it doesn't necessarily slow down, but it doesn't necessarily slow down much more thereafter, but some numbers definitely cool the temperatures a little bit to get you in listening mode. The messaging on Logan is astoundingly frank and refreshingly honest. The themes are really MT communicating with his fans, recounting the low and high points of his life, especially in the last 2 to 3 years. It points to music being MT's therapy, supporting what Mac G said about him on his podcast. Some of the brokenness MT carries is actually why we get such fire music from him. So you probably don't want him to see a therapist. I agree with Mac G. The man has so many stories to tell and puts his heart into the beats. It's a 16-track album and every story was just unique and different perspectives that just show there's so much going on in MT's head. I'm not complaining. What I've personally come to appreciate about MT is he really puts soul into trap or hip-hop without necessarily being a vocalist like that. It's the music as a whole that's soulful. He manages to tap into his personal experiences, and he is such a storyteller, man. He tells amazing stories. You feel his music, like you really feel it. When other artists go for a club hit as maybe the first or second or third single to really, you know, get people in that kind of mood, he actually builds things around. He's more emotionally connected trap pieces, which is crazy to even say because the music in itself, it's so chilled, but it's still gritty and it's raw. It's just majestic. MT manages to put a mix on what boom bap is to him, because you do get some of the vibes that really take it back without sounding archaic at all. One such tune on Logan would be Sam Sokol featuring New Age Mabr. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Moosley. Something about that song reminds me of It's About Time by Boom Shaka, but still can't quite put my finger on it. On that note, the sampling on Slide was such a job well done. From the Irreplaceable by Beyonce vocal lines to the beat as well. And yes, on the song Revolutionary, MT actually sampled Mandoza's Indod, which was such a nice touch, man. I was like, damn, you went there? That was dope. That was really, really dope. The mixing and mastering on Logan were very nicely done, and the work on making particularly the backing vocals and the ad-libs give the music a unique character was a nice touch for me. There wasn't anything in there that I would be like, okay, wow. But you know, the standard was met and you can appreciate the project's quality without looking too far.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I'd say there's a certain poise about Logan. In the more obvious sentiments, every single chorus on Logan was a masterclass. 16 songs with 16 killer choruses. MT is, in my opinion, the best rapper to make a chorus on the African continent in the last 5 years. Nobody beats this guy. Add me if you have a problem with that. That's my word. Logan is a properly calculated move that is set to pay off handsomely when the time is right. The time could well be now, but it will take some months to appreciate the different layers of such a project. The stories told may not quite rival those you get on a project such as Manando. However, it is a different project where MT conquers some of his demons, confronts the man in the mirror as much as he does the media, gossip blogs, and the haters in general. This album is the making of a new man who had nothing, absolutely nothing, found fortune, and almost lost everything, only to rebuild and prove himself one more time. Logan is a victory statement. After listening to Logan, especially more than once, I admit, it makes sense that MT has such a dedicated following. His journey is our journey, and we've grown with him in the last 6 years. This album is so good that you'd have to listen to it two or three times to settle on your favorite tunes. I marveled at every one of them, the vividness of the project as a whole, and I'll be picking my favorites, I don't know, sometime, but the project is still fresh, so I don't want to sell myself short by forcing a selection now, but I had no issues listening from track 1 right up to 16 in full and taking it all in. If you love African hip-hop with that trap inclination, I guess if you love trap, let's just call it that, then MT has you covered. He is so unique with the sing rap that it's not even about who he sounds like, because he sounds like himself, nobody else. Anybody who sounds like MT is probably copying MT. That's how good he is. Honestly, just get this album ASAP. Listen to it. MT Logan. I promise you, it's fire. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dandy.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.